Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you missed Kirk Cousins on this show at 11 o'clock, fear not. We'll re-air it for you at 1. Some Redskins attaboys at 1:18. Chris Russell joins us at 1:30. You're listening to Grant and Danny. Let's do it. Let's spin all around the NFL, try to cover every game in one jam-packed segment. Start you off in Baltimore. Ravens 24, Browns 10. DeShone Kizer didn't get into the end zone, was picked off in the game. Actually got knocked out with a migraine at one point and came back. 15 of 31. This is more along the lines of what I was looking for from the rookie quarterback after he looked pretty comfortable last week. Joe Flacco threw a couple of touchdowns. Ben Watson had a big day, 91 yards on 8 catches through the air for the tight end.
Worst game of the week, Carolina 9, Buffalo 3. Not much offense. Carolina's defense, grown up and impressive. Stopped that dual threat rushing attack. Tyrod Taylor held only 125 yards passing. Cam Newton ain't right. There's something going on with him, whether it was the offseason shoulder thing. He got hit once, sandwiched, and was down on the turf for a little while.
This is who he is, man. I'm telling you, we're going to look back, and it's going to be that one crazy year, and then everything else is like this.
I still think they're trying to do something with him that ain't him. What he's done in the past, he's been successful doing it. They're trying to change him into this West Coast thing again. They just forced the ball into the hands of McCaffrey. Not much doing with the offense. 9-3 win. Carolina's 2-0, but it's not, oh, my God, they're 2-0. They're 2-0?
Quarterback play around the league is down. Carson Palmer had another unsteady effort. No David Johnson. Cardinals averaged 3.3 a pop. They still won. 16-13 in overtime. The Colts are just bad. Jacoby Brissett got the start, 20 of 37 passing. Frank Gore rushed for a touchdown. The Cardinals got a big catch in a 120-yard game from J.J. Nelson doing the heavy lifting as they were road winners in OT.
Long live the new Jacksonville Jaguars. Long live the same old Jacksonville Jaguars. Got drubbed by Tennessee. Grown-up performance by them. Derrick Henry kind of took over for DeMarco Murray. Not even kind of, exactly did. 14 carries, 92 yards. Was by far the better back in this ball game. Delanie Walker had a rushing touchdown as well. Mariota was grown up and fine. Bortles stinks. The Jags offense is wretched. Leonard Fournette, 2.9 yards per carry against the Tennessee grown-up defense. It's their division. It's Tennessee's division to win.
Chiefs-Eagles was fun at Arrowhead in Kansas City. The Chiefs are probably one of the best teams in football. The Eagles are probably underrated and actually playoff caliber. Kansas City wins 27-20. Alex Smith, efficient again, threw for 250. Kareem Hunt ran for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. Travis Kelce broke out with 8 catches and 103 yards. Carson Wentz loves Zach Ertz, who went for 97 through the air. The Eagles just don't run it enough for my liking. Doug Peterson, take some pressure off of Wentz. Help your kid quarterback out, please. 27-20 Chiefs.
I wish, because I love Drew Brees, I wish Drew Brees just got to go against the Saints defense just a couple times in his career, just to see what it would be like. Tom Brady threw for 300 yards in the first half. New England looked the part on the road, kicked the heck out of the Saints. It was never a ball game. Finished with 447-3. Gronk is back. He is back. But he also had a groin thing. So that's the standard issue. Deal with Gronk. He said he was fine. I'm sure he'll be on a boat somewhere spiking the bottles of booze. But New England rolled on the road in New Orleans.
Case Keenum started for the Vikings. They got trounced by the Steelers in Pittsburgh. 26-9 winner for Pittsburgh in a game in which Sam Bradford was a spectator. 1 week ago, maybe the best quarterback performance in week one, had a hurt knee and couldn't go. Just the Bradford-esque luck continues. That guy didn't have bad luck. He'd have none. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 243-2. Martavis Bryant back in the end zone, first time in a couple seasons. Remember, he was suspended last year. Le'Veon Bell, 27 carries for 87 yards. Balanced attack. Pittsburgh looks formidable. They win by 17.
We had to wait an extra week, but we got to see Tampa Bay, and pretty damn impressive to me. A group from Chicago that gave Atlanta fits at home. in a game they frankly should have won. If Jordan Howard catches a pass at the goal line, Chicago was 1-0 heading into Tampa. Tampa, grown up, adult, never a ball game in this one. 29-7, it wasn't even that close. They manhandled Chicago. Jameis Winston looked good. Mike Evans is such a stud. He is a star. They'll get Doug Martin back in a couple weeks. Tampa Bay, I think they win that NFC South.
Dolphins 19-17 victors over the Chargers in Los Angeles, where Miami got 122 rushing yards on 28 powerful carries from Jay Ajayi through the air. Devontae Parker, leading receiver, 4 catches, 85 yards. Jay Cutler, pretty effective in 230 yards and a touchdown passing, 33 attempts for him. Nobody loses more heartbreaking, back
amazing,
breaking, just dagger losses than the Chargers do. And it's always in the weirdest, most unforgivable, unforgettable ways. 100 yards through the air for Keenan Allen. Phil Rivers throws for 331. They lose by 2.
The Oakland Raiders beat the New York Jets. Okay. It really wasn't that close, 45-20 final, but it was 14-10 at one point in the first half of this game, and the Jets were punting. Their punter muffs it. Oakland gets the ball right before the half. Marshawn Lynch scores a touchdown, makes it 21-10. They never look back. Again, this is a coldly efficient Derek Carr, only 230 yards passing, all 3 touchdowns to Michael Crabtree. They didn't have to do that much. Marshawn Lynch only had 12 carries and that touchdown that I mentioned, but they were never threatened in this ballgame. They've got so much more in the tank. This Raiders team is for real.
Stop Ezekiel Elliott. Stop Dallas. The Broncos did, and they blew out the Cowboys 42-17. Dak Prescott picked off twice, including a interception that went the other way for a touchdown. Trevor Siemian, 4 scores through the air. C.J. Anderson rushed for a 118. The Cowboys can be had up front defensively. Jason Witten doesn't age. 10 catches, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Dez Bryant, first score of the season for Dallas, who got just shellacked, taken to the woodshed, 42-17.
Seattle won, but did they? They beat San Francisco 12-9. Their offense is broken. It looks like it's irrevocably damaged. Their offensive line stinks. It's still Russell Wilson dancing around for dear life, making a play. Didn't throw for many yards. 23 for 39, not all incompletions. Chris Carson was a plus, but San Francisco's not good, but Seattle doesn't look much better.
Atlanta jumped all over Green Bay in their debut in their new stadium in Georgia. Devontae Freeman rushed for 84. Matt Ryan threw for 250. Julio Jones went for a bill. The triplets getting off as Atlanta hung 34 on Green Bay. This game was actually not even as close as the score indicated at the end. 34-23 win. The Falcons in a rematch of the NFC title game, same result. Blow out the Packers, who they seem to match up really well against. That is your recap of the day's action around the NFL. Every game jam-packed into a handful of minutes. Kirk Cousins was on the show at 11. If you missed any part of that conversation, you'll hear from him next. We're giving out Redskins attaboys in about 17 minutes on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.